Amen. Great service so far, amen? God's good. What a great day we've had already. I tell you what, Ron's turned another year older. And he gloats all the time when I'm older than he is. So he can't gloat that way anymore, amen? He caught up with me. Appreciate the opportunity. We do have a packed house, amen? That's good. We want to pray for our pastor and Miss Anderson. Is there a way in finally getting that vacation? I told him, I said, well, as far as I know, nobody's pregnant. Everybody's pretty much in good health, amen? So Lord willing, you'll be able to go and stay a while, amen, instead of turning around and coming right back. So we pray for these people that are leaving after service today. May you have safe travels and a good time, amen? I tell you what, God's good this morning. Just for a little while this morning, I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16, we appreciate the visitors today, amen. We definitely don't want to take you for granted. We want you to make yourself at home here at Appleby Baptist Church, amen? I tell you what, just for a little while this morning, we're going to start with my key verse is number 18. It says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Now, Rocky done busted our hide this morning and told us, look, we need to live by faith and not by fear. And I tell you what, God's in control. He did a great job this morning. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to get into this thing this morning, and we as saved people, we don't want to be a proudful people. We're a blessed people this morning, amen? Because God's got a warning in His Word. The world's not listening, but we that are called saved are to be listening this morning, amen? So just for a little while, I'd like to preach on what a proud people that we've become. Lord, help us. What a proud people we've become. Brother Ron, why don't you lead us in a word of prayer? Amen. I just want to go over a little bit this morning. God said pride's an abomination unto Him. But I'm afraid to say that we can get some prideful traits in our lives if we're not watching and careful about it. Amen. Definition of pride, and I'm going to tell you first thing, is pride will never be profitable in your life and in your Christian life. Amen. Said pride's definitions of one's own achievements or maybe some things that they have. Consciousness of our own dignity. How about a high opinion of oneself, my importance? Now I want you to think about that this morning as we preach. And start with verse number one. It says, the preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. I don't care what kind of preparations you make, the answer is going to come from the Lord this morning, amen? Go ahead and set your plan. In the new job that I got, they got me doing a monthly schedule, and nothing ever stays the way I plan it, amen? That's just with us in our Christian life. We can go ahead and plan things out day by day, hour by hour and minute by minute, but I'm going to tell you what, the real truth and the real walking with God comes from God this morning. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. Doesn't that sound like a prideful person? No matter what I do, I'm always right in my own eyes. But I'm going to tell you what, if you go ahead, no matter what you do, what you say, or what you're thinking, amen, base it on God's word and you'll see where it stands. The Lord weighs the spirits. It says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. It lets us know it's still coming from the Lord. It said, the Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Amen. Everyone that is proud in heart, it is an abomination to the Lord, though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. I'm going to tell you what, a proudful person doesn't care. It doesn't matter to him how he has to get that money, amen. But I'm going to tell you what, God's going to be the judge, but it ought to matter to us, amen. It ought to be better for us this morning to do right and to do it God's way. And we may not have the riches of the world, amen, but we're right in the sight of God, amen. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directeth his steps, amen. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king, his mouth transgresseth not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's, all the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is as the messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of a latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. I'm going to tell you what. Oh, Solomon. God asked Solomon, what are you wanting, Solomon? You know what he said? I want some wisdom. God said you asked of a good thing, amen. Now that you asked of wisdom, I'm going to give you all those other things. Gold and silver. Cattle of 1,000 hills. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. I'm going to tell you what, we better be humble this morning, Appleby Baptist, lest we stumble. Now I'm going to tell you, pride goeth before destruction. Definition of destruction is someone's ruin. Not repairable. God's given us a warning. If you got pride in your heart this morning, it goeth before destruction. He's saying you better get it right. Destruction's coming your way. Said in a haughty spirit before a fall. Haughty, disdainful, arrogant, superior spirit. You ever been to church, amen, and I have been there. And we don't have that here, thank God. But you can get a haughty spirit and think way more of yourself than what you really are, amen. But I've seen most of the time it's women, I hate to tell you, but I'm going to tell you what, if it rained, some of them would drown. That old haughty spirit, that superior spirit, amen. I'm going to tell you what, you could grind each and every one of us up this morning, and we're not worth very much this morning, amen. May I remind you, there's no high people and low people in this particular church, amen. We're all the same. We're to love one another. We're to pray for one another. We're to undergird one another, amen. I'm going to tell you what, you get that haughty spirit and you'll be in trouble before a fall. Now I'm going to go over some traits of a prideful person. You may have some of these, and this is what preaching is for, amen. To get it right. Get it under the blood, amen. Doesn't listen. You know, a prideful person doesn't listen very well. I don't care what you tell them. You can preach to them until the dogs come home for supper, and they just still won't listen. You know, when you don't listen, you can't be taught. You young adults and you children growing up, You ought to be able to be to listen to your mother and daddy and to your pastor, amen. Listen to wise counsel. You know when you most of the time get in troubles when you don't listen? You can't be taught. You got the bull by the horns, and I'm going to tell you what, some of you young adults are at that age. I know Brother Joel said 16, and she acts like 21 or thinks she's 21. If I can give you some good advice this morning, play your age. Play your age. Trust me, I'm learning each and every day. The more I think that I know it all, the Lord shows me that you don't know very much, amen. I want to be a Christian that does listen, don't you understand? Have you ever talked to somebody and you can just see that they're not really listening? Husbands, have you ever been really talking to your wife and you can tell her mind's just some other place? Wives, have you ever been talking to your husband and realized he's just not listening, amen? Doesn't it just aggravate you to no end? Makes you want to. Can't be taught. Got the bull by the horns. Prideful people, they know it all. You try to help some people and they just turn you off because you know what? They've got the bull by the horns and they know it all. That'd be like me trying to give Brother David or Brother Joe advice on building a house or maybe building a new motor. Some things you'd be better off to keep your mouth shut and open those ears. And that's a good example, Mr. Prideful, about the Word of God. I've been told that before. I've been told, quick, you know what? What you need to do is sit down and listen. Do more listening than you are speaking. That was at an early age, and you know what? I've tried to do that. They know it all. They got it all. Prideful persons got it all. Have it all. Boy, do you know some people out there, and listen, I'm going to go ahead and get real. Son, they got the money coming in to buy a Volkswagen, but they always going to buy a Cadillac. Most of the time, you know, that's a prideful person. They're not listening. You can't teach them anything. And one thing I have learned is look. It's easy to sign that note. Not so easy to pay it. But they've got it all. You cannot help that prideful person when they know it all. Because they've got it all and they've arrived. Amen. Another trait is a, listen, never wrong attitude. You catch them in a bald-faced lie, but they're never wrong. They can stumble and fall flat on their face, but they're so prideful, doesn't bother them, be it goes right over their head. You can try to pick them up. Nope, I can get up myself. One of these days, God's going to have you in such a position. It's going to take, you know what? What is destruction? Someone's ruin, not repairable. Go ahead, Miss Pride. Mr. Pride. Don't listen. Close your ears. You can't see anything either. You know what? Because you're so indulged with your own self. You're always right. Another trait I'd like to hit on is it's all about me attitude. That's a tough one because I got some of that. That prideful person, I'm going to tell you what, a trait, it's all about me, amen. better about you. I'm first. I'm first. I'm preeminent around here. I'm the king. It's not very cute, is it? It's not very pretty. God said it's an abomination. What it brings to a person, some of these, it'll bring you judgment. God says that. Pride goeth before destruction. God's warning us this morning, get it right. You're a nobody this morning, the same as I. We are a nobody this morning. It'll bring shame and reproach. When's the last time we've been ashamed of ourselves? Or are we so proud and we know it all that we're just going to push it right under the rug? Nobody notices. I can fake it here at church. I can come in with my new pinstripe suit. Act holy. Be the associate I need to be. And I can fool you, but I promise you I cannot fool God. And neither can you this morning. It'll lead to humiliation. Are you going to be so proudful that God's going to have to ruin your spirit? Humble you? You know, God tells us to humble ourselves. Because I promise you, He's in a position to where He can humble us. He can do that. Praise be to God this morning that He hadn't already put His hands on some of us anyway. Myself included. He'll bring you to destruction. Now, He don't want to do that to you, but if you're saved and you get some of this stuff in you and you go so far, He's going to take care of business. We talk about Joshua and Caleb not being fearful. God's not fearful of you. Or myself, either one. We need to get this attitude, and this is the gospel according to Daryl. Be humble lest you stumble. I've preached on that before. I'm going to tell you what, wouldn't it do us all just a little good to just to have a little more humility in our lives? And realize, I don't care how much money you've got in the bank, how many acres of land you own, how many chicken houses you own, how many Ranger boats you own, how many Montana fifth wheels that you own. Neither does God. Listen, I'm going to tell you what, I've been poor and I've been well off. And I'll tell you, it's a whole lot funner being well off. I'm going to be honest with you. But I'm going to tell you what, you better have the attitude that I have right here, and I'm going to give you some advice. The Lord giveth, and the Lord can taketh away too. Ron, do you remember it wasn't 23 years ago you had to call a bank? Now, Ron's always been in the upper echelon, just so you know. My credit was so bad that I couldn't even buy a boat. Ron had to call and get a favor for me, amen. So I've been there. I was humbled. Thank you, Ron. You're welcome. Uh-huh. But you see how, listen, God gives us these things. And I'm going to tell you, I'd like to say that being well off or being in great shape is because you work hard. But I'm going to tell you, there's some people that work most all the time and just don't have the blessing. Things just don't come up. It, for some reason, they just can't get ahead. Does that make someone who just does all he can and God's blessed him and, man, he's accumulated some things, you're no better off. You're one crash away from being destitute. You say, well, I've already, listen, I've got all that. I've got the storage building packed with survival food and bullets and guns, and I've got a high fence full of meat. Ron put me this morning, you going to just eat meat? Electricity go off. The economy crashes. You're one step away from being in the poorhouse. Now, what does that tell for you, Miss Prideful and Mr. Prideful? You better realize again that God's got this thing, and it may come down to that. Amen? But if we're humble like that God wants us to be, that we'll be content. What do we say? Content with such things as you have.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Be humble lest you stumble. Yes, sir. Stay in His Word and in the right path. We should be thankful this morning, Appleby Baptist, because no, we're not a proud people this morning. We're a blessed people. You see the difference? The difference in pride and being blessed? Listen, prideful's yourself and what you've done. Being blessed this morning, Appleby Baptist, is realizing it all comes from God. I'm just trying to be a willing and faithful servant. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Where are you standing this morning, Appleby Baptist, individually? You know what? You may be like me. Boy, you may could just fake it all. To us, you may be riding high because that's the personification that you give the vibe to. But deep down, you realize there's a problem. You may not be saved this morning. You may be mad this morning because the Lord has uncovered some traits in yourself that, you know what, just really isn't that nice this morning. Time's now. Today's the day to get it right. And I appreciate you this morning. And you know what? A good thing to be Appleby Baptist is to pray for one another and realize that we're in this thing together. We're in the same foxhole. You know what? When you're in that foxhole and the bullets are flying, that bullet knows no boundaries. You see what I'm saying this morning? Be humble, lest you stumble. Let's all stand. Brother Nathan, why don't you dismiss us?